Relish the moment. Tucked away in our subconscious is a graphic spectacle. We see ourselves on a long trip that spans the continent. We are traveling by train. Out of the window, we drink in the receding scene of the sacred dome cathedral, of cattle browsing and grazing on a pasture of vast width, of amiable children waving at an intersection, of terraces layer upon layer in the distance, of the yacht or canoe strolling, cruising on a lake. But the most in our minds is the destination. When we reach the forthcoming station, that will be it, we cry. When I buy a new cottage, when I have paid off the mortgage, when I have announced my retirement, we always whisper repeatedly those homogeneous words, being dazzled by this prospective view in our minds. How agitatedly we pace in the aisles, murmuring, muttering the minutes for its lounging, being afflicted with waiting, waiting for the station. Sooner or later, we must realize the fact that there is no station, no one place to arrive at once and for all. The true joy of life lies in the trip. The station is only an imaginative dream. It is always invariably beyond our reach. How absurd and awesome our hasty pursuit is. Our weary hearts should have a rest.
Relish the moment is a good motto. So stop hovering in the aisles and bothering to count the miles. Instead, do more things like going on a hike, ascending the mountain, dozing whenever we need, having a gorgeous grin, dispensing more doles to refugees living in slums, etc. Now let's give us the freedom to enjoy gracious view out of the window in the spacious and cozy compartment. Life must be lived as we go along. The station will come soon enough.